Hello. Give me a minute and I will call in to Blog Talk Radio. This is the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. Today is Tuesday, so I'm running behind, but oh well. That I clicked it.
Three, two, one. Blog Talk Radio.
If you walk outside your door right now and look at the plants around your house, do you have any clue which plants are edible? After a lifetime of research and over 3 years of putting this together, I have created what I believe to be one of the most foundational books for living on planet Earth. Most human beings have lost touch with nature so much they have no clue anymore how to survive on their own. Did you know wild plants are some of the most powerful food and medicine you could ever have? Every living thing on Earth has a purpose, even the toxic plants. You just need to know which purpose they serve. In an emergency, you need to know this. If you want to seriously improve your health, you need to know this. If you have no more money for food or medicine, you need to know this. This is a book no household should be without. This isn't just about plants you might see in a forest somewhere. I'm talking about the begonias in your window, the grass in your yard, the tree on the corner, and the weeds coming through the cracks. I didn't just create this for you. I created it for me, too. Why buy it when you can grow it for free and have an endless supply of free food and medicine for the rest of your life? This amazing Power Pack book covers over 1,000 plants found all over the world. It shows you which ones are edible, which ones are poisonous, what they're used for. Over 2,500 full-color images. This is the ultimate plant and health reference guide. Just as important is the second part of the book, a complete in-depth cross-reference of every health condition you can imagine and what plants have been historically used for those conditions. What plant do you take for nervousness? What plant repairs DNA? What plants are good for anxiety, insomnia? Which ones are good probiotic food? What plants can you make your own soap and toothpaste and shampoo with? What are the best healthy low glycemic sugar substitutes other than stevia? Which ones increase nutrient absorption and athletic performance? How about the performance in the bedroom? Even if you don't want to pick your own plants, at least know what to look for when you go to the health store. This section alone is worth the whole book. Once you start looking at this thing, you're not going to be able to put it down. You'll be amazed at what's out there, growing right outside your door. There's nothing else like this out there. This is a book every person, every household should have. The Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. Get it at freefoodandmedicine.com.
Sorry, I was reading Marcus Rothkranz's thing about vaccines, which I asked the question. And I might podcast about this in the future. But I'll go ahead and read this real quick, and then I'll get to Seven Dust, which is my topic for today. A vaccine is not what you should be focusing on. Vaccine mania. I just shake my head over stuff like this. If you think a vaccine will save you, then get one. If you think a vaccine will ruin your life, then don't get one. The real issue is not if you should get one or if you should or if it will be forced on you, or what conspiracy of the day might be. Funny, people fear the unknown out there, but at the same time, sorry, I'm driving. Okay. But at the same time, them, the magic pill people, a magic shot in the arm magic money, magic relationships, surely the answer is, quote-unquote, out there to all your problems. Sorry, but the answer is you and what you do and the choices you make. Life more than the actions you take yourself. Stop waiting and start making changes right now for the better. And then I guess he's got a video that you can watch. Anyway, so I ask, question, if the government forces us to get the vaccine, what herbs, minerals, vitamins can we take to combat this vaccine? I think black walnut would be one of them, but I'm not sure what else I should take if they force me to take the vaccine. So, yeah. We need to start changing our diets, our habits, the whole nine yards. But, you know, what if they force us to take the vaccine? Then what? You know, it's like we're trying to live a healthy lifestyle. We're anti or ex-vaxxers because we know the vaccine's not good for us. It's not going to help us. It's probably only going to make matters worse. But, you know, what if they force us to do it? Then what? You know? It's like Hitler and Nazi Germany forced the other Jews, because Hitler was a Jew too. He forced the other Jews, the good Jews. You know, it was Jews against Jews, and the bad Jews were basically taking over Germany, and those were the Nazis, the bad Jews. So they forced, you know, they were killing off all their all their brothers and sisters, basically, and probably some Germans too. But anyway, it's more or less a Jew versus Jew thing, and but Hitler wanted to take over the world, so it didn't just stop at the Jews, and it wouldn't have, you know. But anyhow, nonetheless, you know, Hitler put fluoride in the water to subdue everybody and stuff like that. Put them in concentration camps and did all kinds of stuff to them. Now, naturally, if we get put into concentration camps, there's not much we can do about, you know, the stuff that they forced us to take. Unless, for example, like, what was that movie? Hunger Games, where, you know, they could, if they knew better, they could travel outside the electric fence. But, and they did have herbs and stuff growing all around them. So if they did put us in a concentration camp like that, then we could still do something about it. But if they put us in a more fenced-in lockdown area like a prison, then we don't have too many options. But now, so we change our lifestyle, we eat healthy, blah, blah, blah. They force us to get this vaccine, and then we have some kind of mental or physical disorder. How do we combat that? You know, that's the question. How do we combat that? So, like I said, I'll probably do a podcast on that in the future. Nonetheless, this is nearing the end of our podcast. I just can't keep doing it anymore, and I don't have any help from anybody else. My co-host has petered out on me, as he does on most everything that we do together, and I'm left holding the bag. So I'm going to have to drop this as well, just like I did our Adopt the Highway and other projects that we started, and I ended up having to do all the work. And, yeah. So I'm going to be dropping out on this one here for too long because nobody calls in anyway. And my co-host, like I said, he don't do anything. And I got to do all the work, and I got too much on my plate. So I need to minimize and downsize and whatnot. Anyhow, yeah, I'm not perfect. I don't do all the herbs and minerals and vitamins on the daily like I should. I'm a truck driver in the winter. I trim trees in the summer. And I got this allergy problem probably because I eat too much stuff that's got food paint in it. You know, red number 40, blah, blah, blah. And I don't eat 100% organic and 100% natural, raw. I'm not a vegan, blah, blah, blah. So Marcus Rothkranz wouldn't approve of the non-vegan part and probably some of the other stuff. But it's difficult for some people because of so limited options and choices. Now, I used to stop and forage a lot. I don't really got time for that too much anymore, mostly because I drive truck in the winter, and there's not a lot of stuff to forage in the winter unless I want to dig up roots, and which I can do. Then I got to figure out how to cook them, stuff like that, you know, so while I'm out here on the road. So it's cumbersome. So I usually, you know, eat out. I try to eat healthy. I pick carefully what I'm going to eat most of the time, you know. I pick, you know, so like I go to the grocery store and I got these different options. I tend to pick the healthier of the options. So whichever one of my options is the healthiest from what I want, then I get that one. And so on and so forth. Unless I'm really craving it and I haven't had it in a while, sometimes I'll binge and I'll just get whatever I want. And that's okay in moderation, but you shouldn't do it too much. And overall, I'm pretty healthy. You know, like I said, I got an allergy issue. Sometimes it's worse than others, but I think it's somewhat under control. And I'm pretty sure it's a food allergy, not... I mean, I do have some allergies in the fall, and I take herbs for that as well, and it helps. It's mostly because I don't eat as raw as I should, and I know that. And so I'm not looking down on anybody because they don't eat as natural as they should, because I don't eat as natural as I should. So if anybody, you know... a lot of these people, you know, they're like hardcore, and they look down on people who don't follow the regimen 100%. I'm not one of those. I don't exactly practice what I preach. I know what I should and shouldn't be doing, but, you know, I fudge a little, just like everybody else. So, believe me, I understand how hard it is to be all natural, all raw, all organic. It's not easy. So I'm working on an off-grid organic farm and retreat. But, you know, I don't really have a whole lot of help there either. I got two people on the land who don't really do much, and then I got to work to pay all the bills. So we're practically not being successful. We are, like, I would say maybe 0.5% every year, but we should be doing better than that, and we're not. It sucks, and it's frustrating. But I don't know. I keep going for whatever reason. I want to give up sometimes, but I keep going. Anyway, if you build it, they will come, right? Maybe. So, you know, if you are, you know, interested in an off-grid organic farm and retreat, you want to come and stay and learn how to do what we're doing and help out, you know, then look us up at David and David.com. So, Seven Dust. I did some homework on that, and Seven Dust isn't really that good. I was contemplating using it. I know some people frown on it. They named David Ray. A lot of people in my community, they think that Seven Dust is mild and probably one of the safer things to use as far as chemicals are concerned, and they're probably right. But I did some research on it, and I would say that's not a good thing to use because I forgot what all it kills, but I can Google it real quick, but so can you. It will kill earthworms and some other bugs or whatever that we want in our soil to help improve our soil. So even though Seven Dust may kill or detour the caterpillars and other bugs that will eat your plants, it will also kill the bugs that will improve your soil. So, again, it's like spraying Roundup on your stuff. It kills everything, and then you hope the good stuff will grow back. So, yeah. Roundup, I mean, not Roundup, though that's bad, too. Seven Dust is probably not the best thing to use. That being said, if you do use it, I would suggest diluting it with diatomaceous earth and, of course, put in some other herbs that will also help deter or kill the bugs that you don't want in your garden. Then that way, the Seven Dust isn't as potent, and it's blended with other things that will work, and it won't kill off your earthworms, hopefully. I don't know. But I know diatomaceous earth will kill a lot of bugs. I did some homework on that to see if it will kill earthworms. I don't know. I didn't find any information, so you'll have to do your own homework on that. And but a lot of people use diatomaceous earth. A lot of people love diatomaceous earth, especially people like us who are into organics and all natural things. So that would be my first line of defense is diatomaceous earth. And then, you know, put other herbs and whatnot in the diatomaceous earth that will help help it get rid of the bugs that we don't want in our gardens. And that'll be basically like fortifying your diatomaceous earth. I do that with my farm animals with anti-parasite herbs. So I get this big bag, you know, like a 40-pound bag of diatomaceous earth from the feed store. Pretty cheap. I forget how much I pay for it, but it's very affordable. And it lasts forever. Mostly because, you know, what I'll do is I'll throw in different herbs that fight parasites. And then whenever I buy the animal feed, I'll put two, you know, like I'll fill up a 25-gallon drum or whatever. Yeah, it's like a drum. I'll fill up this 45-gallon drum. Not 45, 25, 30-gallon, I'm sorry. It's a 30-gallon drum. And it takes about a bag and a half, like so, a 45-pound bag or a 40-pound bag and a half will fill this 30-gallon drum. So I fill the drum about, you know, a quarter full or a third full, and I put the diatomaceous earth with the herbs in it. I sprinkle that over the top, you know, a scoop. So whatever, a cottage cheese, not a cottage cheese, not that much. I don't think I put that much in there. I'd say maybe 12 ounces. You know, 10 to 12 ounces of diatomaceous earth with the herbs in it. I'll sprinkle that over the top. I probably should put more, but I, you know, I don't want to overdo it. And I don't want to underdo it either. I'm trying to figure out what the right blend is. So I'll sprinkle that over the top. Like I said, 25% or a third. I'll sprinkle that in. I'll pour some more feed in there. Another 25% to a third. And I'll sprinkle some more diatomaceous earth with the herbs in it over the top of that. And I'll finish topping it off with the feed, and then I'll sprinkle some more diatomaceous earth blend in there as well. And then, you know, I'll take the scooper and I'll mix it all up on the top. And then, you know, the diatomaceous earth will filter down through the feed every time we scoop it, you know. And whatnot. So anyway, that's what I do with the animals. Well, we can do the same thing with our gardening. And next year, that's what I plan on doing. In fact, I could probably start working on it this year when, you know, with the things that we're doing in the greenhouse. But over winter, we don't really have too much of a... There we go. Okay, good. Light turned green. I'm hanging out in the intersection. I'm in Springfield, Missouri right now. I'm about 45 miles from my delivery. I haul cattle feed in the winter. Liquid cattle feed. But anyways. And I also use that as a supplement for my animals. It's pretty natural. It's not organic or anything. But it's pretty natural, so and they love it. So I use that for our animals for a supplement in the winter too. So if you can find a cattle farmer in your area that, you know, buys liquid cattle feed, you know, maybe they can hook you up with a good price for a couple gallons for the winter. Now, what I do is I just put a half gallon in one of those 30-gallon lick tubs and then fill it up with water, and then they drink the water, and it's fortified with the feed. That works for everyone except for the pig. The pig will scarf it down and knock the bucket over and then spill everything all over the place and make a big mess. So, but the other animals don't do that. So, it's figure out a different solution for the pig. That, or what the cattle farmers will do is they'll take it and spray it on hay, and then, you know, give the hay to the animals, and then they'll eat the fortified hay. So you can try that as well. That might work better for the pig. But anyhow, probably a whole lot better. Find the herbs that will kill the bugs, like neem or wormwood, stuff like that. I'm not sure. That's one of the projects I'm going to be working on next. I've been focusing on anti-parasite herbs for the goats and whatnot. So now my next focus is finding the proper blend of herbs for our garden. And I am talking to this girl that I just met off of Plenty of Fish, who used to have an organic farm or something or other up in Oregon. And she just, like, liquidated everything and moved to Missouri and semi-retired. And so who knows? Maybe she might be a good lead or insight to help me figure out what I need to do for my farm, whether she ends up being just a friend or more or whatever. So, yeah, if you got any insight, let us know. Contact us at daviddavidanddavid.com, and you know, we'll be happy to hear from you. And or go to freefoodandmedicine.org. We got a Discord, we got a Facebook group, the whole nine yards.
90 seconds.
The Discord is semi-active. The Facebook is not all that active at all. But, yeah. Anyway, I run both of those. So feel free to sign up and check them out. And if you know of another place that we could set up a group, let me know.
I'll 60 seconds.
Setting up a group there as well, because Facebook and Discord is not probably our best option. Both of them censor people, so we need a decentralized, non-censorship location to have our stuff, because the government, the New World Order, those people, they don't want us to be healthy and independent. They want us to be dependent on their system. Pharmaceuticals, the whole nine yards. But we won't go there. So they don't want us to know about free food and medicine.
10 seconds.
They want us to be doped up on their drugs and giving them all our money and power and freedom. So, I guess that's it. Like I said, we're probably not going to be doing this much longer because I just got too much on my plate. Nope. But we'll see what happens. So this might be not the last podcast, but one of the last podcasts. I really like this one the most. We do have a StrapGov, Strap podcast, where I do call in and do a Ron Paul recording every week. And we do talk about the coronavirus a lot, which is cool, and different herbs and stuff for that. You know, how to or how not to or whatever. But yeah, I'm nearing the end of doing that one as well because, again, I'm alone. I don't have any help, and I got too much on my plate. So time to minimize and downsize. So, yeah, that's why I like the Facebook group and the Discord group, a place that we can interact together so I'm not doing all the work. We work together as a team. Teamwork makes the dream work. So, then all I got to do is worry about overseeing it, make sure, you know, people are having their P's and Q's in order. Because, like, we got this one guy who likes to post a lot of political stuff on the Discord, and I asked them to not do that so much, put it on the ScrapGov Scrap Discord. So he hasn't signed up to ScrapGov Scrap, but he has toned it down a little. So there we go. Anyway, so yeah, 7 dust. Probably not the best option. That tenacious earth plus some herbs. If you use 7 dust, make sure you dilute it with the diatomaceous earth and the other herbs. So there you go. All right, party on. Talk to you later. Bye. Oh, sometimes I press the button on my headset and I hang up. Sometimes I don't. It's weird like that. So, check out Marcus Rothkranz at freefoodandmedicine.com. If you want to give me credit for it, like any of your purchases or whatever, he's got a lot of free stuff there, but, you know, he does have some stuff for sale as well. So if you want to give me credit for those purchases or anything like that, go to freefoodandmedicine.net. That's on my affiliate link to Marcus Rothkranz, freefoodandmedicine.com website. And check out freefoodandmedicine.org, where you can find all of our free food and medicine stuff there. Where, and like, you know, the free Discord, the free Facebook, and other free stuff. So, but all pertaining to free food and medicine. And again, if you have an idea on where we can go as a group that's free to talk about free food and medicine, let me know so I can sign up and start a free food and medicine group there. All right, party on. Thanks, bye.